Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. He is going to join us every single Wednesday at this time, all throughout the football season. It is wonderful to talk to one of the great writers, great videographers, great... Sheil, you kind of are like a multimedia everything guy at this point, right? You're long past where you were 10 years ago. Hello, Sheil.
That's right. 10 years ago and 8 years ago we started, so happy anniversary to us doing this for the 8th year in a row.
That's
so
right.
I can say I knew John Ritchie when he was 42, so happy birthday to Ritchie. I've known him for most of his 40s, so happy birthday.
Wow. Thanks, Sheil. Sheil, you have. Way back.
I love it, my man. Sheil, of course, from The Ringer, as he always is. All right, so Sheil, there's so much to get to here. Let me start where we were last segment. To run Jalen Hurts a lot or not, I mean, we know he's dynamic. We also know they chose to do it less last year, and we know 3 years in a row he's gotten banged up in the process of running or getting hit or whatever. What would your strategy be if you're the Eagles?
Yeah, I think you have to use him in the run game. I think you're chasing that 2022 version of this offense in a way. You saw how dynamic it was, how easily they move the football, and I understand the injury risk, but man, look around the league how quarterbacks are getting injured. It's not just when they're running. It's in the pocket. It's going to be a risk, and I understand it's more of a risk if you've got the ball more and you're getting hit more. I do think for the most part he has done a pretty good job of getting down. So I think the run game has to be a part of this offense, and I think it will be a part of this offense.
How much different is Kellen Moore's offense going to be departure-wise from what we saw last year, which I would call dreck?
That's right.
No, I would call it that as well, and that's if we're being kind to it. I mean, I thought it was one of the worst schemed, worst coached offenses in the NFL. So this is why Friday is going to be so fun. We're going to get answers to that question. Now, I think it's going to be different in that they're going to add layers to the offense. They're going to mix in some of those things we've talked about before on this show, a little more motion before the snap. Maybe you mix in under center and do some play action off of that. Maybe you attack no team through the middle of the field, where every team in the NFL, almost every team, has linebackers who struggle to cover these guys, and yet no team threw to the middle of the field less than the Eagles last season. So all those things where they were all on an extreme where they didn't do any of it, I think you're going to see him mix in, hopefully, a lot of those things this Friday and throughout the season.
I sure hope so. Shiel, I want to play some audio for you. Speaking of this offense, you know, how it's going to come together on a weekly basis. I want to play audio of Sirianni from just a couple days ago. We referenced this yesterday. I want to get your interpretation of how involved he'll be with the offense. I don't think it's much, and I think Sirianni's kind of telling us as much with the way he references things at the podium. Here's Sirianni a few days ago about what's going to happen this year.
When it comes to offensive game planning, I know that was a really big role of yours in the past. How much does that change with Kellen here?
Yeah, you know, obviously love going into the offensive game plan meetings and really had, you know, obviously we're 2 days into, or we've been game planning a little bit longer than that, but, you know, going in there and sitting in there and listening and contributing, but also being able to step out if I need to go talk to a player, being able to step out and, you know, go talk to Howie about the roster, or being able to step out, go check in on the defense. I find that very freeing, you know, that I'm able to stretch myself to different spots that that I'm needed, and not have to be hunkered down into. You ask Howie, you'd be like, man, I couldn't get a hold. I couldn't see Nick for Monday, Tuesday after the players left. It just wasn't a lot of opportunities. But being able to do that is really important. But also being able to give my expertise in the offensive room is really important as well.
All right, Shiel, your interpretation of sitting in there, listening, contributing, stepping out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have a good idea of how this thing played out, where at the end of last season, when they're taking 9 days to decide whether they want to keep Nick Sirianni, that, you know, I don't know if it was an ultimatum, but I think it was pretty clear to Nick Sirianni that if you want to remain in this job, that you're going to have to hand the keys over to a lot of these things, and one of those things is the offense. You know, when we saw those pictures of Jeffrey Lurie sitting in the box at the end of last year looking so annoyed, yeah. Obviously part of that was with how the team played in the defense, but in my opinion, this is a guy who knows that offense wins in the modern NFL, and he's looking at his roster going, this is one of the best offensive rosters we've ever put together, and this is the product on the field. In my opinion, I think that probably irked him more than anything else about the way last season played out. So, yeah, I think it's Kellen Moore has the keys to this offense.
Shiel, how will Kellen factor Saquon into our offense?
Yeah, I'm curious to see, like, how many snaps he plays. Like, is he going to come off the field at all? Or are they going to think about, hey, preserve this guy? It's a running back later, because he's their best guy at all the things, you know, running
yeah.
the football, pass protection, certainly on third down. He's easily their best guy in terms of blitz pickup, catching the football. So you look at all the numbers with Barkley, and this is the best situation he's ever been in. I mean, you look at DeAndre Swift played here. He got paid. Miles Sanders played here. He got paid. And so when you have the offensive line, when you have the scheme, when you have Jalen Hurts as a threat, as a runner, it's a high ceiling for Saquon Barkley and what he can do in this offense.
And then who's next? Is it Will Shipley or is it Kenny Gainwell?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a great question.
How much does that matter?
That might be a better question. I don't know that it matters. I think they're probably at a similar level. Now, it depends with Shipley. I know at training camp, he had some issues with pass protection, but then in the games he did it pretty well. So I think that's the big thing.
What a nice way to put that, Gio. Mm. He had some issues with pass protection. When I watched Shipley in training camp, there were a couple occasions, and good for N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean destroyed him. I mean, like, it was a laugher. Like a flat backer. Like, he took him and drove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Destroy him.
Hey, Shil, I want to, there's three notable Eagles from the past few years, two of whom from the past decade plus, that aren't Eagles anymore. Kelce Cox and Hassan Reddick. I am curious from your standpoint, with who has replaced them, which do you think is the biggest drop-off?
I would still go Kelce. I know they planned for this with Cam Jurgens, and maybe, he was a good prospect. I liked him coming out of college. At the same time, he's an unknown. He didn't play great last year at right guard. He also didn't get through the season. That's one thing we take for granted with Kelce. You never had to worry about him missing games for whatever it was, a decade plus, where he was always on the field. So I think if you ask me this question in week six, I could have a different answer, because I think there's a possibility that Cam Jurgens plays really well. I think they're thin at edge, so they could miss Reddick maybe more than we're thinking about right now. And then Fletcher Cox, I thought, was one of their most consistent defensive players last year. So I have high hopes for Jalen Carter, but beyond that, that's a bit of a question mark too. So it's been a bit, as you lay that out, it's been a bizarro offseason. We're talking about a running back addition. We're talking about them losing guys on the offensive and defensive lines, and so that's one of the reasons why there's so much intrigue here, is it looks a little different than it's looked in a while here.
Shil, Devin White and Zach Bond, how much separates them from N'Kobe Dean and Axe Jr.? That's what he wants to be called, right?
He wants to be called Axe Man Jr.
Yeah. So Devin White, Zach Bond, how much better are they than N'Kobe and Axeman Jr., and how much sackage should we expect from the inside linebackers in Vic Fangio's defense?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a big gap between those guys. I mean, I need to see it. If you're talking about how Devin White played last year, then I can't imagine that there's much of a gap there. And then Zach Bond has barely done this before. The guy's barely played off-ball linebacker before, so I think you could see different rotations, different lineups as the season goes on, depending on how guys are playing. And, yeah, I think they're going to, send those guys, especially Devin White. He's put up some big sack numbers. And so if you have a guy you're not comfortable with in coverage, a lot of what Vic Fangio does is, hey, we're only going to rush four, but you're not going to know which four are coming. So it could mean you're dropping an edge player and you're rushing Devin White. So it's not like those all-out blitzes that, we've seen in the past. This is the new trend in the NFL. The same number is rushing four, but you're trying to confuse the quarterback, confuse the offensive line about which guys are going after the quarterback. So I could definitely see Devin White in that role.
Jordan Davis, how ready is he this year? And guys like Jalix Hunt, is he good enough to contribute this year? I mean, Nolan Smith, is he good enough to contribute this year? We're worried a little bit on this D-line. How much are you, Shiel?
Yeah, no, I am a little worried about both lines. You know, I think they're going to be a really good team. I picked them to win the division, although I've said over and over again that I've never had less of a feel for an Eagle season than I do this season. It really feels like a wide range of outcomes. But Jordan Davis, I've said, hey, talk to me in week six. You know, it's great that he's having a nice summer and that he gave up the mango juice or whatever it was and that they like his conditioning. Like, I need to see it later in the season that he's able to stay on the field, that he's able to not only play well against the run, but also affect the quarterback, because that's what you drafted the guy for. And so that's how I'm going to evaluate him. So I need to see it with him. And then Jalik Hunt, I mean, I don't know, guys, the edge rushers drafted in the third round usually don't come in as rookies and have major impacts. Now, he looks like he's going to be less of a project than maybe we thought he was going to be at draft time. And the other thing he's got going for him is it sounds like, you know, Fangio was on board with that pick,
yeah,
and likes him. So, yeah, if he's good enough, that wouldn't shock me if we're having a conversation here. Hey, is he being more productive than Nolan Smith? Because we haven't seen it with Nolan Smith either.
All right, Shield, final thing. We're getting everyone this week on the record. Season prediction. It's 17 games. How many do they win in the regular season?
Yeah, I've got them 11-6. Winning the division, winning the NFC East. I've got the Cowboys second at 9-8, and the Cowboys missing the playoffs this season.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about, Chio.
Well, that's going to be Billy Belichick then as their head coach next year. So 11 wins.
So you think, well, I have 11-6.
I'm saying Dallas. No, I'm saying Dallas. Yeah,
okay,
Dallas is coaching.
I was like, geez.
Shields like, what? How did you make that jump?
Dallas is coach next year. All right, Shields, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you all year. Again, for everyone listening, Shields, one of the absolute best in the business from The Ringer. He'll be breaking down the game film every Wednesday morning when we talk to him, and obviously analysis on all the twists and turns. Shields, great stuff, buddy. We look forward to it. Thanks, my man.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, you got it. 215-592-9494. More on the Phils up ahead, plus AMA. You ask, we answer. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on a busy Wednesday morning. It's Sean's 50th birthday on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.